T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 6:32. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Friday, February 21st. The U.S. and Britain accusing Russia of a cyber attack on a former Soviet republic.
The U.S. and the U.K. joining the country of Georgia in blaming Russia for a cyber attack on the former Soviet republic last fall. The strike knocked thousands of websites offline and interrupted TV broadcasts. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo accusing Russia's military intelligence agency known as the GRU. It's been accused by Western governments of orchestrating a series of cyber attacks in recent years. Russia rejecting the allegations. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Snow falling late Wednesday night into yesterday morning, made for a tricky morning commute yesterday. Ben Nelson with Wichita Public Works and Utilities says road crews began applying a salt sand mix on Wichita streets after midnight yesterday.
It also occurred at a time when the temperatures were dipping to about 20 degrees, 23 degrees. At that temperature and below, salt becomes far less effective at melting snow or ice, coupled with the fact that we also had no sunshine because it's overnight and very little traffic on the roadways. We didn't get as much melting.
Most Wichita streets were snowpacked throughout the morning commute yesterday. As he rallied in Colorado Springs yesterday, the president spent some time targeting a Democratic rival.
President Trump dug in against potential Democratic opponent, former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg, during a Colorado campaign rally Thursday night.
Mini Mike didn't do well last night.
The president referring to Bloomberg's performance during Wednesday's Democratic debate.
Bloomberg made a fool out of himself last night. He chucked.
But Bloomberg had sent out a tweet soon after Trump ally Roger Stone got sentenced to 40 months behind bars in federal prison. The former mayor wrote, quote, "Shouldn't you be pardoning Roger Stone, you hashtag carnival barking clown?" Jill Nato, Fox News.
The Creighton University Rural Main Street Index declined last month, but it did remain above growth neutral.
This is the sixth straight month the reading has moved above growth neutral. The 10-state regional overall index for February declined to 51.6 from 55.9 in January. The Kansas index declined to 54 from January's 57. The state's farmland price index sank to 44.3 from 45.6 in January. The new hiring index for Kansas declined to 59.4 from 64.2 in January. Over the past 12 months, rural areas in Kansas have experienced job additions of 0.8% compared to a stronger 1.8% for urban areas of the state.
That's Kansas Information Network's Britt Zweigart with that report. Your pictures on social media could end up in the hands of law enforcement thanks to a startup facial recognition company.
Clearview AI is stockpiling billions of photos from the web and keeping them in databases. CEO Hontone Knott says the technology can help police solve crimes.
They might have a photo from a bank or a crime scene where, you know, a bank robbery happened or a murder, and they're stuck. So they turn to a tool like Clearview where they upload the image into the web browser and we provide them with links to possible leads.
Privacy advocates are concerned and there's a class action lawsuit underway in New York. Google, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Venmo, and LinkedIn have all sent cease and desist letters to Clearview AI. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
Kansas lawmakers are looking to crack down on youngsters smoking in the state in more ways than one. President Trump has signed a federal law making it illegal for anyone under the age of 21 to purchase tobacco products. However, the proposed Kansas bill takes that a step further. The proposed bill in Kansas would make it illegal for anyone under the age of 21 to possess tobacco products. It would also eliminate tobacco vending machines and smoking inside state casinos. The bill also targets vaping. Only flavors allowed by the FDA would be legal in Kansas. Many flavors have already been banned by the FDA. Supporters of the bill hope this would be a turning point for young smokers. The bill passed through the House Federal and State Affairs Committee this week. As of now, if the bill passes through the full legislature, it would go into effect in July of 2021. Lawmakers say this will give those 21 and under some time to quit smoking before the law changes. The bill will now move on to the full House of Representatives for discussion and a possible vote. The man behind an iconic hair replacement system has died.
Hair Club for Men founder Cy Sperling has died. You might not remember his name, but he was a prominent fixture on commercials for his business in the 80s.
And remember, I'm not only the Hair Club president, but I'm also a client.
Sperling founded the company in the late 60s after tiring of toupees. He discovered a technique that utilized a system of weaving purchased hair into a nylon mesh cap glued to the scalp, replacing removable hair pieces. Sperling died at his Florida home after a lengthy illness. He was 78. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
Baseball is just around the corner. Spring training games get underway this afternoon.
Amid all the fallout from sign stealing, the focus is now on the field today in Major League Baseball, with the Texas Rangers set to take on the Kansas City Royals today in Cactus League action. It's part of the opening slate of games in spring training, with the Grapefruit League getting underway tomorrow as well. The Texas Rangers coming off a 78-84 season last year, middle of the pack in the American League West in their first season under manager Chris Woodward. As for the Kansas City Royals, Mike Matheny begins his managerial stint in KC. The Royals in the middle of a rebuild, coming off a 59-103 record last year. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
6:38 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And let's check that weather forecast heading into the weekend with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We could have a few slick spots on some of the side streets, sidewalks, and bridges here early on. It's going to be sunny, breezy later on today, getting to 45 for the high. Clear tonight, Tarlo near 30. And great weather ahead to start the weekend. Mostly sunny Saturday with a high 55, with rain and even a thunderstorm on Sunday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we're under a clear sky, 15 degrees here on this Friday morning as we await the sunrise. Hey, if your company has huge phone bills from one of those national companies, lots of fees, if you're paying more than $60 a line, hey, you should give Ron a call and see what he can quote you. VoxLink could possibly save you up to 35% or more off your monthly bill. VoxLink offers flat rate billing instead of monthly. No hidden fees and charges and all that stuff. Call Ron at 844-VOXLINK, 844-869-5465. The website is VoxLink.com. Check out VoxLink. 6:39 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is time to take a look at the commodities update. So let's check in, as we always do, this time with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Ted. The live cattle and feeder cattle traded mostly negative Thursday, and most contracts made new lows for the week, and the closes were also negative. Now, the feeder cattle did manage to bounce off the session lows much better than the live cattle. We have seen cash cattle trade being established in the southern plains at mostly $120 on the hoof. At 2 o'clock this afternoon is the release of the monthly cattle on feed report. The lean hogs traded and closed negative yesterday after trading and closing on the strong side the previous two sessions. At the close yesterday, April live cattle, $1.65 lower, $1.1915. March feeders, 2 cents higher, $1.4080. And April lean hogs, 70 cents lower, at $66.87. Now, there was nothing new to help support the grain and soybean futures yesterday. Data released yesterday from the USDA Outlook Forum did not have any price-friendly news. And today is expiration of the March grain and soy option contracts, and next Friday is the March 1st notice day. At the moment, we've seen some recovery to the upside. March KC wheat's 3 cents higher at 476 and 3 quarters. March corn's up a half a penny at 379, with March soybeans up 2 and a quarter at 895. April crude oil is trading 90 cents lower at 52.98. April gold is up a strong $17.30 at $1,637.80. The March S&P is 10 points lower at 3,359 and a quarter. The March dollar index 14 cents lower at $99.64. And March Dow Jones futures 75 points lower at 29,096. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities. on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, you know, Tom, this time of year, the little plants don't know what to do. My mom the other day showed me she got stuff growing in her little garden, little green coming up from the ground, but now it gets down to 14 degrees at night.
I know Mother Nature is getting the plants confused out there right now, but we are getting closer to spring, so hopefully we'll start getting a little bit more warm, a little less cold.
Yeah, make it a little more consistent, which is not what we've been doing lately. We've been, 70, 20, 65, 25, all over the place.
Exactly.
All right. Well, hey, you have a big weekend planned?
I haven't checked with the boss yet, but I probably do.
Well, I'm sure Mrs. Leffler will have a full itinerary on your desk shortly.
I think we can count on that.
All right. Tom, have a great weekend. We appreciate your info. Thanks much.
Thank you.
That is the Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. 6:42 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Do you want to give away? Can we give away tickets, Chad?
Sure. Women's fair tickets, yeah.
How many we got?
This morning we've got... four packs of women's
four pack
fair. Yeah,
to go to
yeah.
the women's fair.
Sure.
And we've got multiple four packs, don't we?
We do.
Well, let's, or should we give them away some other time?
No, we can do that right now.
All right, let's go a couple of four packs right now to go to the women's fair, which takes place today through Sunday downtown at Century 2. Call us now at 869-1330. We'll get you four packs to go to the women's fair.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.